Now, here's your host and this week's edition of Elder Life Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Elder Life Radio. I'm your host, Scott Moen from Elder Life Group. And good morning to my guest, Elder Law, Estate Planning, and VA Credit Attorney from Elder Advisors Law, Mr. Douglas Lay.
Well, good morning, Scott. How are we?
We're doing great.
Top of the Saturday morning to
you. Yeah, a little eggs and bacon and some radio.
I'm telling you.
No donuts, right? We're trying to eat more protein.
Right. We got to be careful. We have a new something about a new pyramid of eating.
Yeah, we're
or
following
something.
The new pyramid.
I don't know. So a pyramid has like three corners to it.
Yeah.
Or points to it, right?
Where's the donut on that pyramid?
Is it on the left point, right point, or the top point? Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's no bottom point.
Well, right? You and I do love our fair share of Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, here.
This show is not sponsored by them.
Yeah, it's not even called Dunkin' Donuts anymore. See?
Yeah.
So I think if we have a piece of bacon with the donut,
yep.
I think it just washes
bacon
out.
Bacon donut.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Well, so... Obviously, you do a lot of workshops, and you don't provide donuts, though, just cookies.
Just bacon.
Yeah.
Show me the bacon.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, we do
a great intro. So how does donuts have anything to do with elder law?
Well, a lot, if you think about it, right? When we're talking about the federal law, right? Redoing everything, MAHA, this and that. And I mean, what's next, right?
Yep.
What are we going to
do
next?
There's a lot of sprinkles. Yeah, a lot of sprinkles on there.
1965 till now, that federal law is the same.
Yeah.
So we got to have a little excitement in there.
Yeah.
So we throw in a donut maybe, right? Works.
Well, it's funny because the government years ago created the donut hole, right?
They did.
If you were income area with health care,
your
health care was taxable.
Well, the donut hole, where'd they come up with
that? I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, you know, I think it's the same. You remember the required minimum distribution used to be April 1st following age 70 and a half?
Yeah.
I think that was a bunch of CPAs that were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They went to something and said, let's figure this new law out. And they got all smashed and they couldn't figure out what to do. So they said, all right, let's go with 70 and a half because they were arguing about should it be 70, 71, 72. Let's just go with 70 and a half and make it the following August 1st or April 1st.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, okay. And they made it a law. Holy crap. Try to explain that to someone. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, for most folks, when you look at their assets, right, your mm-hmm. home, your primary resident is always a big piece of your estate plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's another big component of someone's estate plan?
These days, it's qualified money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really big piece. Now, what in the world is that qualified money?
Now, right? why do you call it why is it called qualified money for the listeners today?
Yeah. So what we're talking about there is we always have someone that helps us understand taxes and what we owe and, you know, income taxes and how do we pay for this and is interest taxable? Is there pre-tax things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Annuities, all these different things, right? Qualified money is money that's set aside that you don't pay tax on right away. You pay later,
mm-hmm.
right? We're going to set this in a pot. It's going to sit in that pot. And then someday I'm going to retire. Yoo-hoo! Right? And I'll be in a lower tax bracket. That's the plan.
Yeah.
And then I'll start using this money to supplement my income and pay less tax on it. That was the plan from the get-go, all the way back in the 70s,
when mm-hmm.
the 401ks, 403bs, all of these different types of IRS pre-tax plans showed up. Right?
Yeah.
Took a decade or two, and people just automatically were in it. They didn't even know there was an option or a choice. They just did it, right?
Yeah.
Now they got these big pools of money that taxes have never been paid. And the folks that did a really good job of saving that money and just letting her rip, right?
Mm-hmm.
That feels like a really good nest egg, and it sits there. And now they are retired,
mm-hmm.
and those rules that they told us about back in the day, that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket, that's when you want to spend mm-hmm. this money. That never really happened, right?
Yeah.
Here we are. So we see a lot of folks that are in retirement, right? They're in their 60s and 70s. And
mm-hmm.
They're both on Social Security. Maybe there's a pension. And they're living just fine on that money,
mm-hmm.
Unlike what they had to do when they were 35 and had three kids running around
yep.
and both people working, right? So that IRA money, all those different pieces, right, are individual IRAs, Roth IRAs. Roth IRAs are treated differently. differently. I don't know how they got that rule through, but they did. And then your deferred compensation plans, all these different things, that just sits there.
Yep.
And that is the biggest risk exposure people have when they have a chronic long-term care problem after age 65 or once they've been disabled.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have long-term care insurance, which very few people have, you're going to be stuck in a self-pay mode. Mm-hmm. And depending on the state you're in, and of course we're talking Wisconsin, so the institutionalized spouse, the one that is in the nursing home or assisted living or memory care, whatever it is, right? There's lots of different levels of care. That is an asset that's an available asset. That has to be spent down according to state and federal rules before you can get some assistance, some relief, so that your spouse will have assets left before, you know, so they can live and stay in retirement. So those rules have been applied wrong from day one. So there's a lot of better ways to do that, and even better, it's to get ahead of that, and to know that's coming, because a lot of times it's lopsided. One spouse will have more than the other, and you know.
And we work with a lot of financial advisors, so I feel like we can confidently say this. But you know how those assets are invested are. It's super important, right? Because historically, people are just investing money and they're looking at rate of return only, right? Yep. And then they're looking at minimum distributions or whatnot. But you know how accessible that money is when you need to spend it is super important. And you've seen it 100 times. I've seen it 100 times where we not only is this qualified money, but the way it was invested, it's not readily available, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because of how it was invested.
So how do we get a hold of that money? Right?
Yeah. So how your money is invested is just as important as, you know, what it's invested in.
What it's invested in, the rate of return, all of those things.
And yep.
So unfortunately, here's what I see. So people get in their 70s and they get in their 80s. Then they experience that chronic long-term care problem. Now, someone has a very big IRA, right? They don't really remember how that's invested. Mm-hmm. It's just in there, right? We don't really ever get anything out of there except every November we get that thing called RMD, required minimum distribution. We always have it in November because that's right before Christmas. We get this big chunk of change. We can go buy Christmas presents or whatever, right? We just forget about it. Right. It's been sitting there for 30, 40 years. Right. In the last 10 years, it's gone kind of berserk, because when you start getting $400,000 or $500,000 in a pot of money and you get a 10% rate of return, that's a significant dollar amount.
That, yeah. Compounds pretty quick.
Yeah. So if you only have $40,000 in there and you get 10% return, well, that's a good return, isn't it? But that's only $4,000, right? $400,000. Whoa. It gets really big really fast. The RMDs go up. Nobody wants to pay tax. Nobody wants to pay tax. I don't want to take extra out of there. I got to pay tax on it. Well, you know what? When are you not going to pay tax on it, Scott? Right? Or it's going to get forced out because you're in a chronic long-term care problem. These are common things that we see all the time. And so we get to teach people how to get ahead of that. And that's really what pre-planning is all about. Having a structure set up and an understanding of how these different asset classes work, how they interact with family, how they interact with our personal health, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and there's a huge... there's a huge area right now of, you know, people that are 50s and 60s, right, who are inheriting money from mom or dad who had passed, right?
Yes.
And they're learning for the first time that over the last several years, the rules have changed on how those folks are required to spend that money.
So that rule change you're talking about, Scott, that was a 2020 rule change, and you remember when that came out, they told us how good this is. Do you know who they are? They said this is really good. Well, those folks you're talking about that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, still working, and have now inherited IRAs, they're finding out how bad that rule is, right?
Yeah.
Back when we were out running way back in the 90s, right, an inherited IRA, we could stretch IRAs, we called them, stretch it over the lifetime of our kids. Wow, that's pretty cool. You can't do that anymore. It's not even close, right?
So a lot of kids, you're right, they've got, You know, we just recently had someone who, you know, they have kids in college, and now their whole FAFSA thing is going to have to be redone because they've inherited money.
Yes.
And so, yeah, well, it's no secret. The IRS is always going to be there, and they're looking for their tax dollars.
That was the reason they changed those rules, because of the amount of money that's moving from the baby boomer generation to the next generation. It's never been bigger.
Yep.
It's like $30 trillion. It's an unbelievable number over, what, the next 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
30 tops? It's big. And a lot of that is taxable events that are going to happen. So the longer the government can get the baby boomer to postpone paying tax on that, the more money they're going to get when the kids get it.
Correct.
Because the taxes are going to be higher.
So the longer the market continues to go crazy and go up, right?
That'll solve all the woes for the government collecting taxes from you. But you can get ahead of that, and that's what we teach at the workshop.
Yeah.
There's no need for that to, I mean, it's still going to happen, right? I have a lot of clients that honestly are never going to be able to spend their qualified money in their lifetime. They won't. That doesn't mean you don't untax it, right? And be smart about it, because you're going to end up overall paying a lot less tax on that pool of funds that you were a good steward of.
Yep. And creating. If you can do those withdrawals and then reinvest the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And possible have that money be reinvested in trust, right? Now you can get the asset protection window started on that money. And that's a lot of That's a big area right now where a lot of people are thinking, right? Because if I do end up in a nursing home.
Well, actually, Scott, a lot of people aren't thinking that, but you just reminded them of that.
Oh, right? Okay.
You should be thinking of that.
Yeah. Well, if you've been to a workshop, you're thinking that. So geared towards the workshop listeners.
Well, that's our 31 listeners.
Yeah.
And they all 31 of them know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're structured right now. And they are doing that right now. They're mitigating.
Yeah.
They're lowering the overall tax rate of that money that's going to happen in their and their kids' lifetimes.
And reinvesting.
That's pretty cool, yeah. So we call it red money and green money.
Mm-hmm.
So the red money's got all these strings attached to it. It's dangerous. It's taxable. It's spend down money. You need to make it green money where it's not spend down money. There are no taxes involved. There's a minimal amount of taxes involved. And it's going to go to the kids tax free. That's a much better deal. They can hang on to it then for later or skip the kids, go to their grandkids.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that do
both. Yeah, a lot of ways to do that, because you could get stuff up in basis, or if you invested in some sort of annuity, then the kids would only pay tax on the gains, not the original investment.
Yep.
And at the same time, you can protect it from a nursing home.
You can. Yep. You have options.
So that's the exciting thing. And I think a lot of people that start to understand that, they realize, maybe I'm going to go against what the CPA would tell me, right?
Yeah.
Or not go against, but, you know.
Well, no, the CPA.
Do more than the minimum distribution if I can, right?
The CPA is doing what you asked them to do.
Yeah, correct.
I don't want to pay a lot of taxes.
Yeah, lower exactly. You've hired them to lower your taxes.
I don't want to pay tax. I don't want to pay. Okay, here's how we do that then. Mm-hmm. Right, we're just going to do RMDs, blah blah blah. But they're not talking about the other things that happen.
Yeah.
Right?
So we talk about RMDs. Right, it stands for required minimum distribution.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People don't talk about required maximum distribution, right?
Right.
Because there isn't one. It's your money. You can take what you want.
Overall tax rate.
Yeah. But we all,
most
folks are always limited, or not limited, but they always steer towards the minimum.
Well, you know, when I look back doing the financial planning over the last three decades, we never really talked about that in the 90s and 2000s about generational taxes.
Yeah.
We never talked about it because we had the stretch IRA. We had other ways that we could minimize taxes overall for that one individual, right?
Yeah.
The worker, right? He's got $1 million sitting in a pre-tax IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, we could spread that out over our family, right, over their lifetime. That was pretty cool. Now, as of 2020, that person with the $1 million IRA, you better start planning on that.
And
because
I think
Sam's going to take a bunch.
What's really interesting is obviously we have advisors in multiple states, but what's interesting is how states can also have a say in the tax rate on
Absolutely.
That. So like in some states, there's actual inheritance taxes.
Yeah, that's the person receiving the money from their parents.
Yep. So not only
what?
Do they have
to... What do you mean you're taxing that?
Exactly. So not only is, you know, federal income taxes involved in the local state taxes, now there's an extra flat tax called inheritance tax. Mm-hmm. Now that doesn't apply in Wisconsin, but it, you know, if you lived in another state that is the scenario, say Pennsylvania, it's
or
all
Illinois.
Of a sudden, yeah, or Illinois, mm-hmm. it becomes real.
Yeah, it's like, really real.
So, yeah.
Yeah, big time. Big time. Yeah. And there are options to plan around that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, to figure out a way to come up with the tax dollars that are going to be required at that point.
Yeah.
Right? Last show we were talking about. How do we get at these assets quick when we need them, right? Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Depends on what it is, what asset class it is, that kind of thing, right? So the rules are really strict, but in a way, they're pretty vague on how you can invest your stuff in qualified money, right?
Yeah.
So I know I ran into clients, they actually have a home. Their IRA owns their home. Mm-hmm. They have an additional home the IRA owns. So it's like, okay, so... Let's think this through. What are we going to do at age 73 when we have to do minimum distribution? And all your IRAs are now part of homes. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Oh, never thought about that. Oh, my gosh. So you're going to have to come up with money from outside source. Or somehow. You got to do something. You're going to have to borrow against that.
Well, that's so speaking of that, that is a growing area. And I was, like I said on the last show, I recently have talked to a mortgage broker who works for a huge bank, a national bank. And they're really creating new ways to generate money for folks, right? And one way they're doing it today is a line of credit against your assets, right? Mm-hmm. No income to qualify. It's your assets are the qualifying mechanism to borrow money against your assets.
So they're going to clean that up when you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So in a case, some cases would be for folks that have highly appreciated assets, whether that would be a stock portfolio and... Wow, you bought Apple 25 years ago, and you know you've got some serious capital gains on that. Maybe it would make more sense in some cases around the country to do a line of credit on your assets, because when you die, those assets then would step up in value, and it would be pretty clean to pay off the line of credit that you used.
Right.
So I think banks are trying to get really creative today.
Oh, that's good.
Because at the end of the day, how do you pay for, like you said, $10,000, $13,000, $14,000 a month in many cases?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true that.
So
the folks that come to our workshop, those are things that we talk about, and those are things people learn. How do we do this?
Yeah, so how do they register for a workshop?
Yeah, so the easiest way is elderadvisorslaw.com, our website. You'll see the workshop button. Just go on in there, put your information in, how many people are attending, and our staff will follow up from there. You can also call us. We have a phone. It works, 608-371-7207. That's 371-7207. Come on in and learn. Most folks are amazed that there are a lot of options that you can preserve your assets. So we teach about asset protection. We teach about getting yourself in a spot where you have options when it seems you wouldn't had you not done this planning.
Mm-hmm.
So we can preserve a lot of assets for the spouse at home. Even if two spouses go in at the same time, we don't often run into that, right? But we're running into it now, right? We are. So the rules are pretty unique for that. We apply them just to one person. So it's like a two-for-one deal. That turned out pretty good, right? I wasn't sure how that was going to work, but it did. It worked good for the clients. That put the children in a really good spot to do some optional things for mom and dad, who are still with us and, you know, enjoying their time now in assisted living and playing bingo and hanging out. Right? That's pretty cool.
Taking money off the residents playing bingo.
Yeah, some kind of gambling or I don't know.
So talk about really quick then the website, how do they register, phone number?
Yeah, so if you're a little bit savvy in the internet, just find elderadvisorslaw.com. Go right in there. You'll see workshop right away. There's a lot of really interesting stuff in there. So hang out and check it all out. Mm-hmm. But if you want to come and learn, hit the workshop button. That shows all of the workshops, when they are, what time. We have morning and evening. Sign up right there. Our staff will follow up with it. You know, how many people are attending that way. Our workshops are pretty full. Depends on the time of the year. We're, you know, sometimes it's standing room only. Other times it's, you know, five or six people, whatever. Doesn't matter. We're doing them. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing them for years, for a decade at least, longer. And everyone that comes learns a lot. So the rules are really complicated. They're not to us. This is what we do pretty much every day.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed when you come in. It's a whole different way of thinking about it. There really isn't anything we've seen in this estate planning and elder law world that we can't manage.
Yeah. Well, I say that all the time. It's, you know, a thing or two because you've seen a thing or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that saying.
So we're adjusting
all
the time.
So if you're driving, don't write this down.
Yes. Don't write this phone number down. You'll remember elderadvisorslaw.com. You've heard that a lot. A lot of people know us. But here's that phone number, 608-371-7207. We have people that answer the phone, and they'll be happy to talk to you, get you signed up, and then they follow through with you, make sure you know when it is, because we're all really, really, really busy now with our lives and everything going on.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be double scheduling appointments, especially with the kids, grandkids playing T-ball and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, those, you got to have priorities.
Scott. Exactly. Well, it is summertime, Doug. You got to get out and walk around, get moving, right?
Get some fishing done.
Well, folks, thank you for listening today. Doug, thank you for joining. And folks, if this is your first time listening or this is your 100th time listening, if you're our 31st listener, is that
32nd. We're looking for.
Thank you. And until next time, thank you for listening and God bless.
Elder Life Radio is a paid program produced in cooperation with WCLO Radio. If you find the information presented helpful and wish to hear it again or share it with friends, please visit the podcast section of WCLO.com. Elder Life Radio is presented every week at this time in cooperation with News Radio WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Who's ready for some deals? We all are, right? Hi, this is Jordan at K&W Greenery, and I have the best deal happening right now. K&W's Fill a Flat sale is back and better than ever. Fill a flat full of beautiful blooming annuals for just $45. It's the deal of the season, and it starts right now. See you soon at K&W Greenery, Highway 14, Janesville.
K&W Greenery.
50-50 Fridays.
This Friday, get $50 in gift certificates to Red Zone Pub and Grill for only $25. Located on High Street in Milton and under new ownership, make Red Zone your spot to watch the World Cup and Milwaukee baseball. On Mondays, get to the Red Zone for a great wing special, 75-cent boneless or bone-in wings all day Monday. Come back Tuesday for a customer favorite, hot beef with mashed potatoes. Other great specials like Wednesday's Buy One Burger get the second half off. Happy hour is 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Plus, stop by Friday for a delicious Friday fish fry. The Great Red Zone Pizza is here. Build your own 12 or 16-inch for dine-in or takeout. Follow the Red Zone on Facebook for specials and upcoming events. Get $50 in gift certificates to Red Zone Pub and Grill in Milton for only $25 with 50-50 Fridays from WCLO.com.
Summer jobs don't wait, and neither should you. From mowing and brush cutting to grading driveways, clearing trails, and maintaining your property, Land Pride has the attachments to help you get it done. Build tough for farms, acreages, and everything in between. Land Pride equipment is ready for the work ahead. Stop by Johnson Tractor and let their team help you find the right Land Pride attachments for your summer projects.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Upgrade with new windows. Nobody knows windows like Wanakee Remodeling. Their Renewal by Anderson windows are durable, beautiful, custom crafted, made to order, and professionally installed. Energy efficient windows from Wanakee Remodeling and Renewal by Anderson offer elegance, strength, and stability of wood with low maintenance features of vinyl. This month, buy one window or patio door, get one 40% off, plus special financing. Visit WanakeeRemodeling.com for more details.
Wanakee Remodeling, we make everything more.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county or tribal veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com.